Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
95.7 The Game, live and local. Now, it's Zachariah and the Guru.
Yes, indeedy. 2 hours in the books. One more to go. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah here at 95.7 The Game. We're taking your phone calls. The Warriors, 22-0.
Say what?
The Niners get a big, big win in Chicago. I mean, not big for their season, but, you know.
I'm on the Gabbert train.
A big comeback. 71-yard pass to Torrey Smith to win it all.
Walk-off.
A 44-yard run from Blaine Gabbert to tie it up prior to that.
You still hating on him?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. I'm riding with the Bay Area sports guy who said that any success they have is actually probably a bad thing in terms of whether or not they...
Who are you going to get? Golf?
JD said it, too.
I mean, but who...
John Dickinson said it, too.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
You do not want him as your future quarterback.
Damn, you're hard.
But welcome on back in. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Taking your phone calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line, 95795. Warriors, Dubs, Niners, Raiders, A's, Giants, whatever. We'll take your calls on all of that. Monty Poole, if Cole really gets Monty Poole for the bottom of the hour.
Monty's a friend of the show. He's come on before. Why are you hating on Cole?
I mean, you know, if Cole does that, he will undo a lot of things that he has done in the bad way. So if we get him at the bottom of the hour, I'll be thrilled. I'd love to talk to him about this 22-0 start, another win in New Jersey. And
I owe you an apology.
For what?
I had some family stuff come up, and I wasn't able to get out to Raiderville. And I believe that's why they lost, and I just wanted to tell you I apologize.
Well, Derek Papa, you go? Son of Greg Papa.
Yeah, did you go?
Blamed you. No, I didn't go because you didn't go.
Oh, okay.
I was ready to go.
Right.
I was showered. I was dressed. I was in my silver and
you
black.
You have any proof of this?
I mean,
because I believe you didn't wake up to like 12:40.
No, I was up.
The hell with
I was up.
Hope Guru didn't call.
I saw your text message to you and another colleague here at the game.
Rick Tittle.
And that told me no Raider game for me. So that ended my plans to do that.
I was in the doghouse.
Okay. I didn't want to roll out solo dolo. They go to Indiana, which I think is their biggest test before
scare me now.
Playing Cleveland at home. So we'll see. We'll talk to Monty Poole about that at the bottom of the hour. And then, of course, we're going to end with the word. We'll probably do the jambalaya in the next segment, which leaves this segment to you. 888-957-9570 text line. 95795. I know. What do you want me to do, Guru?
No, it's a good thing.
We're men of the people.
Yeah, and I love it.
I know.
I'm just telling you, I proclaim this season to be one that would end in a Raider playoff berth. Uh-huh. And if they got beat 50-0, tell me I'm wrong. But what hurts and why Raider Nation is hurt is for four quarters.
Winnable games.
The winnable games. Yep. And this is just dying of slow death. And today capped it off. They beat the Chiefs every which way and could not get it done, and I'm looking at everything now.
This is why I love you. We talked in the green room about what we were going to do for the show. We were like, Raiders to start, you know, Niners,
yeah,
and then Warriors.
You're very good at that.
And what you're very angry about is that you couldn't get more into the Raiders game, even though that's all we've been talking about. I thought you were going to get angry about not being able to talk about the Niners or the Warriors. But either way, let's get to the phone lines. You want me to start with what's highlighted down there? What are you doing back there, Cole?
Editing.
All right, let's go to Ryan in SF. He wants to talk about the Niners. Go ahead, Ryan.
You know what? Over the past 4 weeks, Blaine Gabbert has exceeded my expectations. And when you consider the fact that he's played well behind a poor offensive line with a very mediocre receiving core, I do believe that he should be given at least 1 year to move forward with. I think with the draft and free agency, we could beef up the offensive line, the receiving core, and see what this dude is capable of. Because you got to look at it this way. There's no way a rookie quarterback is going to come in and play well behind that offensive line with that receiving core. So I like what I've seen so far, and I have a first-class ticket on the Blaine train as far as right now.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. I'm with you on that same train, but I don't want to say special, but isn't it nice to know that this guy runs? It's natural when he runs. You know what I mean? He's elusive, but that's not just his one trick. And I'm telling you, the Niners' offense, it wasn't the best today. He can improve his accuracy on out routes, but Blaine Gabbert has shocked me, and it almost brings me back to when he got drafted, to where the so-called experts, you could kind of see why now. He's got a strong arm, what they saw in him. And I'm with you. He deserves a chance. Zach.
Yeah, they gave up the first.
Zach doesn't agree with this.
All right, thank you for the phone call. I'm done.
He's not the answer or the future. I mean, seriously, Guru? Are you arguing that Blaine Gabbert is going to be the future quarterback?
No, but I feel like you think every team has Johnny Unitas or Troy
Aikman.
He's
average at best. Okay. He will never lead your ball club to the playoffs.
He is 2-2 as a starter.
He's better than Colin Kaepernick. Are you happy about that?
Okay. You know what? Maybe that's where we're at.
John in Stockton. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch a little bit about the Raider game. Definitely a disappointing loss. But, you know, I think we got a little bit ahead of ourselves with, you know, Carr coming out his second year and playing the way he's playing. He's a second-year player. He's going to have these growing pains. And, you know, I mean, fourth-quarter picks, excuse me, all the drop passes just isn't going to get it done. But Bill Musgraves run the ball at the middle of second down and 13, and he's running at the middle of the field. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The play calling, and it's situational football is my gripe. You know, there's certain plays that you're just not going to call in a certain down and distance, and this guy, for whatever reason, continues to put us in third and long because he doesn't want to put the ball in Derek Carr's hands, and he doesn't want to go in the two-minute offense, which obviously the kid, he can handle it, you know? I mean, we move the ball well when we go in the two-minute, you know?
Yeah, but again, there's growing pains, right, John? I mean, you need to learn how to win. You don't just win overnight. You learn how to win.
Yeah, but you're right. But what does that have to do with throwing interceptions at the most inopportune
learning
time?
Learning how to win.
Maybe that could be in his DNA.
Learning how to win.
Maybe that could just be who Carr is.
I think you're so out ahead of yourself and overreacting because you're passionate about picking them to make the playoffs.
I don't want to go Bill
Thank
Cosby,
you for the phone
but the
call,
proof
John.
Is in the pudding. And we saw that we tasted the pudding today.
Not the time to go, Bill Cosby. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Taking your calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. From AJ in Monterey, had some good jambalaya and gumbo, in parentheses, Zachariah and Guru, today at Angeline's Louisiana on Shattuck in Berkeley.
Ooh, might have to stop. Didn't know about that.
All right. Steve in the Valley Joe. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Not much. Zachariah, that is weak, man. You don't want to give up on a season. If Blaine Gabbert is giving us some wins and we're seeing what this guy can do, you got to give him another season. He may not be the answer for the future, but he can't tell me that, just giving up on a season and getting a first-round pick is going to be the answer, because that's never the answer. There's other ways to get quarterbacks, and you can still find some good picks there in the middle of the first round.
Yeah, you can find good. I mean, Tom Brady was drafted in the sixth round. Russell Wilson was drafted in the third round.
Tony Romo.
Thank you for the phone call,
drafted?
Steve.
Yeah. Eastern Illinois. I hear you. I see where you're going.
I get it. My point is, he's not the... He's only ruining your draft pick. And look, I'm all for, if your team is on the precipice of doing something good, then I'm all for winning and ruining your draft pick. Right. I don't think the Niners are on the precipice of that.
Hey, but
so I would rather stink as much as I could and get a better pick in every round. It's not just the first
speaking
round.
Speaking of defense,
you get
real
a better
quick,
pick in the second
is
round.
Is it time we give their defense credit? The Niners? It's not the worst defense by far. We saw what they did to Aaron Rodgers. We saw what they did to Arizona last week.
They got robbed. What about Pittsburgh?
Okay, that was it happens. Like you say, you can't be great
what
all
about
the time.
Seattle?
But this,
what about Seattle the second time?
Well, Seattle the first time only got okay.
Arizona.
But how many games? How many games is that?
No,
we played 19.
Look, they're far better than the Niners' offense.
Not that far off on defense.
All right, let's go to Proy in Richmond. Go ahead, Proy.
Do you want the heat on?
Did I leave the heat on, or are you talking to somebody in your family, Proy?
You guys said Troy and Richmond. This is Jay in San Francisco.
All right, Jay in San Francisco. That works, too. What's up, man? Blame my producer.
Yeah, the heat.
Go ahead.
That's okay. The heat is on. So, okay, so first of all, I am a diehard Niners fan, and I don't think Blaine Gabbert is the answer, but I will also comment on the Raiders, too. So, first of all, Blaine Gabbert, I think we should give him another year. I still wish we would have kept, I know people don't like Colin Kaepernick, but he was in the wrong system as with all the success he had. But Blaine Gabbert, even if we got a first-round draft pick next year, whoever we're going to get, I don't like the quarterbacks that are coming in next year's system.
I agree.
So let's keep Blaine Gabbert. And if you guys could also touch a little bit about the Parag Marath, I don't know how much you guys know about it on there. I think they're...
I know enough. What do you want to know specifically?
Somebody was saying that he was the snitch because of all the leaks that were coming out.
Yep.
And don't get too caught up with Derek Carr. Derek Carr is he's a stud quarterback. There, and I agree with you, Zachariah. They're at least a year away from making the playoffs. I mean, I take Derek Carr.
That's,
oh my God,
that's what happens.
I hate the Raiders.
That's what happens when your entire team. And thank you for the phone call, Poor. I will address all of the concerns that you had there. That's what happens when. Let's say the Raiders are a house, your house, right? You've got a house. It's a bad house. It's not a great house. There's
bad
leaks.
Meaning good or bad meaning bad?
No, bad meaning bad.
Okay.
There's leaks. You got people showing up. You need permits for things. You don't have them. It's a bad house. Then all of a sudden the house just gets completely torn down, right? And now you're responsible for building back up that house. That is what Reggie McKenzie took over. And now he has a decent house. It's not a great house. It doesn't have marble floors. It doesn't have a fountain in front, but it's getting damn near close. It's got a new kitchen. It's got a new oven, a new fridge, nice stairs. The carpet's clean and new. There's nice paint on the walls. But, yeah, it doesn't have a fountain in front. It's not a mansion yet, but it's a nice house. That's what he's dealing with. And going back to Parag, from what I hear, he is numero uno in terms of who could have been leaking out the things from the the 49ers organization, but it still could have been York.
Yeah,
it
but
still could be Balky.
And maybe that's why it was York, because he sent that great email saying that he was not necessarily
fired.
He's been a great role model worker.
Reassigned.
You're right, Zach. We know who the leak's coming from. Winning with class.
So you would go York?
Yeah, most definitely.
Could be him. Could be him, although I've heard it's been more about, remember when they punted down two scores in the fourth quarter when nobody else would ever punt in that scenario?
Can we find out what Jed York tweeted today?
Analytics.
I believe he tweeted. It's got one of our associates upset.
Get the cracks down. I mean,
Cole?
They don't do much, so put them on something.
Can we find out what Jed York tweeted today?
Coming up next, your phone calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line. 95795. Mike Durio, we'll get to you. Also, some great stuff from the text line. Before we get to Monty Poole, great Warriors insider for CSN Bay Area, he will join us at 8:30. So that means you next, because you know we're going to end the show with the word at 8:45. Daryl DeGruber Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
Higher energy, faster pace, more passionate conversation. Bay Area's new sound for sports is 95.7 The Game.
So much good stuff off air. I don't know if I would take the money to have it be, what do they call it? When it's on TV and
simulcast.
Radio? Simulcast. There you go. I don't know if I would take the money for it to be simulcast. I think I like my private in-between time.
Show me the money.
You don't care. You don't care.
Show me the money.
You could not.
One of the best movies ever.
You would take the money for whatever. Doesn't matter what the offer was.
Yes. Show me the money. Show me the money. That's Show you. Me the money.
That's Daryl DeGruber Johnson. Money? More money?
I was thinking
yes.
of
more money. Yes.
Paul Newman. The
What's
color
the question?
Of money.
What's the question? More money? Yes. Oh, more money? Yes. Welcome back, Bay Area 95.7 The Game. Daryl DeGruber Johnson, Zachariah, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Monty Poole, he does not need more money. He is the Warriors insider for CSN Bay Area. You see him with Pop. You see him with, who's our man?
Cozumel.
Cozumel. Who's the other guy? Who's our man?
What do I look like?
Come on. The saintly one.
Oh, yeah.
Gary St. Jean.
I said that.
All right. You also read him on CSNBayArea.com. Follow him on Twitter at MontyPoolCSN. He will join us at 8:30. We're hoping. We'll see if Cole did some work. Right now, your phone calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line, 95795. Hit us up on Twitter. He's at Triple D Guru, DDDGURUI. I'm at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. Before we get to the phone lines, Guru, since we pretty much had our show hijacked, we try to do the best of giving you everything, right? We didn't have a chance to get much into the 49ers or the Warriors. The Warriors go to 22-0. The 49ers have a big come-from-behind victory in Chicago. Your thoughts on both of those games before we get to the phone lines and then get to Monty and then get to the Warriors?
In regard to the Niners, I think it's time we start handing out credit not only to Blaine Gabbert, but Tom Sula and the players. They're playing for this guy, Zach. If you watch that game, they had many opportunities. I mean, damn, cover your mouth.
Sorry.
Yeah, all the
stuff I'm coughing
around.
At your comments.
Yeah, but you still
not because
cover your
I'm
mouth.
Sick. I'm
but
good.
Give Tom Sula some credit. Okay. They didn't quit.
Don't. Not going to do that.
Our great guy here will tell us. Jacob, a great guy. Yeah. And also, the Warriors are on their
He's
way to 33.
Yeah.
And I turn it on, and after I see him get up 10, I just mechanically go in my brain.
You were a little nervous
and,
in the green room.
And say they're going to win. There's no nervous anymore.
Yeah.
The nerves are gone.
All right. Yeah. We agree on the Warriors. We disagree.
Would you give Tom Sula credit? They haven't quit.
Nope.
What do you mean, nope?
Nope.
They balled their ass off against Arizona
bad
at
team,
home.
Bad
they
coach.
Got robbed.
Bad
and
team,
then they
bad
beat
coach.
Any team on the road.
Told me more about Chicago than it did about San Francisco.
I'll give you that.
And I got hammered on Twitter. Somebody said, oh, yesterday you were saying you would take the 7 with Chicago. Hell, you'd even take 10. How the hell you even have a sports talk show is beyond me. So I just retweeted it and said, you know, I don't know how I have a show either. Hang on.
Did you use that voice?
Here it is. No, I didn't.
What
well, it's Twitter. You can't,
on that
you can't use a voice. He said, hey, lucky you're a bum and didn't bet that lock 7 points. You would have took 10, right? Can't believe you honest a radio show. And then I said, I can't believe I honest a radio show either.
You shouldn't have replied.
I did say I would have took 10 for the Bears.
Yeah, I heard you.
I'm admitting that I'm wrong now.
Yeah.
The Niners came out
and
won.
Hard.
I didn't see the
thing.
Blaine Gabbert. 55-yard run. I didn't see the bomb to Torrey Smith, 73-yard touchdown.
Oh, well, you're just
winner.
Doing an injustice.
I didn't see it coming.
Well, no wonder you're not. Oh, you didn't see it
Blaine
coming.
Blaine Gabbert.
I thought you were about to say I didn't see it.
Good luck with that.
Niners are going in the right direction after being stuck in reverse for a long time.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, taking your phone calls, 888-957-9570. Let's go to Mike in South City. Go ahead, Mike.
I didn't watch the game, but let's talk quarterback. I don't like Blaine Gabbert. I'm kind of with Zach the Mac on this one. I don't like Blaine Gabbert. He just reminds me of the other guy that's in Jacksonville. They just seem like they can't lead a playoff team. And after seeing what the Raiders did, I got a question for y'all. Like, I think the AFC West has, like, some good quarterbacks. And I wish I would have, like, either Rivers or, like, the Brock Rottweiler. And I just want to say one last thing. I think the Rottweiler is going to be better than Carr in the long run. And, like, let's just say.
The Rottweiler?
Carr's having a full season right now, and Rottweiler kind of stepped in. But watch, next season, I bet you that probably Rottweiler will make the Pro Bowl, and Carr might be left out. But I hope not. I hope Carr's good. I hope the Raiders are good. Like, yeah, and today was just kind of horrible. Like, y'all had the right things to do in that game. And you know, the callers always complain. They say, why don't we throw the ball? Why don't we throw the ball? And then I was watching the game, the end of it, and he was like, this is the first run the Raiders have ran in 16 plays. So I was like, even with 16 plays, even getting the ball, you guys are just coming up short. And I don't know, there's always next season, but I don't know. I and Tom Sula, man, get rid of that guy. I don't care if they're playing hard for him. He's making the wrong calls. And then, I don't know, I wouldn't want to play for Tom Sula, even if he's a great players coach. He's making bad choices. All the Niners are away from him. They just need a good offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, get that strained out.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the phone call. Great stuff, Mike. Can't have you going on.
I don't know the facts.
Anything from you?
He knew him today, and he had a hat on for the first time in his coaching career today.
Who?
Tom Sula.
No, he had one on last week.
Did he have one on last week?
When they went all black, and it was weird because he was wearing a white hat.
But we don't Zach, want for anything.
I have it on my DVR. Do you have the white hat?
Go ahead and check it. Duriel in Sunnyvale. Go ahead, Duriel.
guys. Thanks for always letting me come on the show.
No problem. What's up, man?
My piece, man. You know, I appreciate that. And also, I'm not going to badmouth the Raiders. You guys know I'm a 49ers fan all the way. I'm not going to badmouth the Raiders, man, because I respect what they're doing over there. So, you know, what I got to say is about the 49ers today, no, it was raining touchdowns out there. My man Blaine the Rain Man Gabbert, you know, the things that I see with in him, you know, it's like one moment you're saying he's not the guy. The next minute you're saying, hey, this guy, he looks like a keeper, man. And, you know, he needs to do what he does in the last 2 minutes of halves and of games. He needs to do that all game long, straight out the gate, man. And he'll be perfectly fine as our quarterback because the guy is smart. He's got the talent. And
for the future, Duriel, for the future?
For the immediate future, for next year. For next year. We need
okay. A Band-Aid. A Band-Aid.
Hey, he's a Band-Aid.
Not the future quarterback, right?
Hey, I'm on board with drafting Jared Goff and developing him behind Blaine Gabbert. Making it some kind of competition now. You know, if Goff comes out of college, I don't know if he's still eligible or what's going on with that. But if he comes out, let's take him.
All right, Duriel, thank you. I hate to cut you off. I always love you calling in. I always appreciate you calling in and listening. But look, I'm fine with him being a Band-Aid. Let's just not be silly here and talk about him being a franchise quarterback like Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, but you don't think you're going to get a rookie coming out of the draft and be ready in seasons to lead you to the promised land next year, right? This is the NFL.
If Blaine Gabbert starts 16 games for you next year, the most he'll win if he starts 16 games next year is 8. That's the maximum.
And would that be a lost season from where he's come from to where?
Mr. Championship or nothing. Mr. The Raiders are failing. Yes.
Well, that was Jack Del Rio and Ken Norton Jr. I was buying into as well. And Amari Cooper and Khalil Mack, who was a beast today. Mack is a beast.
Let's go to Derek in San Diego. Go ahead, Derek.
Hey, guys. Great show tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was calling tonight. My name is Derek. I'm from San Diego, and I'm a quarterback in the East Bay for a local franchise. And I've been anointed the savior of this franchise and then future Hall of Famer. And I have a little secret to tell everybody. That's not me.
Hey, hold on.
Thank you, Derek. No.
Creativity?
Bye.
What's the other word?
Creativity.
That was great. I was like, where's he going with this?
Yeah.
Zach.
No, that was awesome.
I'm not hating on Carl.
So creative.
He's not untouchable.
I didn't see that coming.
Can I tell you what I'm looking forward to tomorrow, besides eating breakfast?
I don't care.
Listening to Papa give his analysis
of what
he saw from Carr.
Probably not on tomorrow.
Because
finish up with Jay in Richmond. Jay in Richmond, go ahead, Jay.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight? Great show tonight.
Terrible, thanks. What's up, man?
All right, I wanted to talk about Blaine, yo, Gabbert. Okay. I love how he's fooling all these Niner fans. It's like a mirage. Like, he's giving them hope, but waiting about like a year or two for the general manager and everyone to pull him and bench him and do the same situation they did to Alex Smith and Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
Blaine Gabbert is just a Kaepernick 2.0.
Fact. I don't even know if I'd go 2.0 on that, but go ahead.
Blaine Gabbert is not the answer. And I mean, even if they do get Jared Goff, I don't think it's going to help. They have too many problems.
You're right. You're right, Jay. Thank you for the phone call. You're right. Even if they had a superstar quarterback, I don't know that this team would be a playoff team.
Well, then if you were the coach, hey, Goff, you're a young buck. You don't have any expectations here. Just go out there, play 16, and hey, if we lose them all, we always got next year. But guess what? We're learning how to win.
You're like the Donald Trump of sports broadcasting.
You've said that before.
Yeah. Well, that was when you fired people. Now it's just because you think expectations are through the roof for everything.
What else is there if you don't have any expectations?
You want to have goals. You want a 2-year-old to get a 1600 on their SATs. Anything less than that? I mean, that 2-year-old's an idiot. Kill it. End its life.
Wow.
We don't need it anymore. Or make it a janitor.
Those are great analogies. A 2-year-old to be taking the SAT, yeah, okay.
What's funny is that I'm so old that 1600 is not even the perfect score for the SAT anymore. That was back when I took the SAT.
What did J. Kidd get?
Now it's like 2400.
J. Kidd was like around 700.
Like 400.
a few times, huh?
Cal lowered their requirements.
Hey, I'm getting told.
All right, let's get the break. Monty Poole. He is a fantastic Warriors insider for CSN Bay Area. He will join us next. We'll take your phone calls. We'll wrap up the word. Talk to Monty Poole next. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. If you want to jump in, do so there. But Monty Poole, Warriors insider for CSN Bay Area, will join us next. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Yes, indeedy. Welcome back, Bay Area 95.7, The Game, alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson. I am Zachariah. Coming up at 8:45, the final segment. You know how we do, Guru. The word. That's how we end every show. So we'll do that. Go around the wacky world of sports. If you want to jump in, we'll squeeze you in. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Text line 95795.
Just real quick before we get to Monty, just giving you a GEZ update. Nothing as of yet.
No.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. What about an E40 update from about 2 years ago?
That's old.
All right. Well, at least we have Monty Poole. Yeah. Shocked by this. I can't believe Monty's joining us. God bless him for doing it. Warriors insider for CSN Bay Area. Catch him on TV. Catch him on the web. Follow him on Twitter at Monty Poole CSN. Monty, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm all right, fellas. How you guys doing?
No complaints over here. 22-0. As a guy that covers this, because I often walk into what Guru likes to call a green room. It's not green. But we go in there and we talk about the show and what we're going to talk about. And I look at him and I go, what do you want to talk about with the Warriors? I mean, a subject that I came up with was, what if they had to choose between Harrison Barnes and Festus Ezeli? If they could only pick one, who would you pick? What game are they going to lose? What happens if one guy gets angry at another? I mean, seriously, as a guy that writes about this every day, what do you do to come up with something to actually write about? I'm actually asking this. I want to know what you do to figure out what to talk about.
Well, you look at what the Warriors are doing, and then you pick up the record book and you see where they stand in terms of the records. At this point, it's like you're running out of superlatives because they're doing things that no team has done before, not just NBA, but period. And so you can only measure them against themselves. They have the championship already from last season. So obviously last season they went as far as they could go. And now what they're doing this season, though, to me, just validates what they did last season. They've been even better this year, a lot of that because Steph has been better, but they've met every challenge along the way. They've had games where they were blowout wins. They've had games where they had to come back. So, you know, we know they're not going to go 82-0, but, yeah, there is a measure of suspense building as to when they will finally lose a game because you know it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen sometime on this road trip, but, you know, I could be wrong.
You sound like Zach, Monty. He's a little trepidatious about Tuesday's game in Indiana.
I understand.
Monty, let me ask you this. I've seen a lot of humble athletes, but Steph is humble and yet has a little pizzazz to his game. Is he already at, I mean, he's everywhere. Is he already at Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant status? I'm talking about the world now, just as an athlete, his brand. Is he already there?
I don't know if he's already there, but he's close. I don't know if he's already there because Kobe and Michael did it for so long, you know, and Michael had a bunch of championship rings. I mean, he just got bigger and bigger. Michael is basically the person. You could say he reinvented Nike. Nike was there before Michael, but he reinvented them. And Kobe, of course, played, you know, this is his 20th year, so he's been around forever. But Steph is bigger than anybody else in the game right now. He surpassed LeBron in terms of just pure admiration and global admiration and just people who want to emulate what he does. And it's hard to imagine, but, you know, people look at him and say, well, I could probably do that because he's not big. He doesn't fly through the air. You watch Jordan and you said, man, I can't never do that. That's a fantasy of mine to be able to soar through the air like that. Jordan made you want to dunk, but you knew you couldn't. Steph makes you want to shoot threes, but you think you might. So, he's changed the league. He's changing the game. The three today is where the dunk was 20 years ago. I mean, it's the shot. And, Steph is making it the shot in the NBA and around basketball because he's so good at it. He can't take enough threes. So, yeah, to answer your question, I don't think he's quite at where they were at their peak, but he's the best one right now.
One of the best covering the Warriors, Monty Poole, Warriors insider for CSN Bay Area. Follow him on Twitter at Monty Poole. CSN joins us, Daryl, the Guru Johnson, Zachariah here on 95.7 The Game. Monty, if there was one place to look at where you could kind of criticize this ball club and what they're doing, it's not the coaching, which you would think would be the first thing with Steve Kerr with the back issue and Luke Walton stepping in there. It's not Draymond Green coming off a big contract. It's not Festus Ezeli or Harrison Barnes, who are facing a new contract situation coming up. It's really been Klay Thompson. And, you know, he hasn't been hot. And part of that just might be, as my partner Guru likes to say, that Steph has just been so good. That's part of been what's taken away from him. But he's also been off a little bit. He's starting to come around now. And I think that's a big reason why this game was not competitive today in New Jersey. If he starts to come around to even close to where he was last year being an all-star, what the hell is going to stop this ball club, Monty?
Well, they first of all, you're right. Klay did have a slow start. He had some back issues, and I think that kind of slowed him down. But these last four or five games, he's been really good. And so I think he's all the way back. And today's game, they were down five in the third quarter. And so until Steph got them going again and the second inning took over, it was getting a little hairy there. And then, of course, they go from five down to 15 up. but that's what they do.
if
Klay is on his game and Steph is on his game, to me, the thing you can look at this team and say, well, this could be a problem, and that is turnovers. It tends to crop its ugly head up, and they go through periods of the game where they commit three or four silly turnovers, and they can get away with that against most teams. They haven't seen San Antonio, and they won't see the Spurs until late next month. So I think they can get away with that to a degree against some of the better teams, but you don't want to make a habit of that. And I think that's the one area, if you look at and you say, well, I think if Steve Kerr were around, we're coaching this team, I think there'd be more of an emphasis on stopping that. That's his pet peeve. I think Luke is a little more willing to live with it because they're winning games. And, he doesn't want to really assert himself too much because they're winning games. And so that's the one area I look at. So, if there's something that you still want to coach, it's the turnovers, because a lot of them are careless. And with Steph, as great as he is, and if the vote were taken right now, who would be lead MVP? Who else could you vote for? So he's the guy. But there are times when he's sloppy with the ball, and most of his turnovers tend to end up being layups and dunks the other way because they're in the open court. So it looks even that much worse. So that's the one thing. Other than that, they're able to play defense when they need to. They don't play it all game long. They don't play. Their defense this year is not as good as their defense was last year. But in spurts, in stretches, they play hellacious defense. I call it the Piranha Squad, man. These guys come out there,
wow,
and they just attack and attack and attack. And that's how you turn a 5-point deficit into a 10-point victory or a 10-point lead, because you start getting those transition buckets. And whether Draymond is the lead guy, they miss Harrison right now, but Draymond, Andre, those two guys are the main guys, man. They tear up opposing offenses. They just get in the way and disrupt things. The next thing you know, they're chopping balls away. They're deflecting balls, and off they are to getting a dunk or a layup or, heaven forbid, a three-pointer in transition. They do it. They do that.
Monty, let me play psychiatrist real quick and see if you follow me on this. I've been following the Clippers, Memphis, and the Rockets, and I feel like the Warriors have just sent their franchise, all three, in disarray. They're pulling their hair out because they can't compare to the Warriors, and now these guys are kind of sleepwalking through the season to where you got Clipper people and fans questioning Doc Rivers and how that team is constructed. What do you think the Warriors, those teams have the Warriors on their brain that much to where it's messing with them? Because I do.
Well, I mean, it's possible. I mean, that shouldn't happen, because every year there's going to be a team that's playing well. I mean, let's face it, they've been around the Bay Area for a long time. There were many years when the Warriors were not on anybody's mind because they didn't matter. They were really off the NBA map almost. So, and the Spurs, you can say the Spurs were in the Warriors' mind for many years and might still be to some degree, because they haven't seen the Spurs in the postseason since they lost to them 2 years ago. So I think in the back of their minds, that's still something that they would like to, that's a challenge they want to accept. And honestly, I think if they had played the Spurs last year, they would have beaten them. And I won't say this year yet because we're not there yet. But I thought last year, the way the Warriors were playing going into the postseason, I said, I don't think there's any team in the West or the East that can beat the Warriors. And nobody did. And right now, the way they're playing, I say the same thing. Now, we'll see at the end of the season where Cleveland is, where San Antonio is, and so forth. But I think the Clippers, I don't see how the Clippers are going to beat them. Memphis, I think they have Memphis' number. And Houston is a mess right now. Just an utter mess. I mean, they play like they wanted to get Kevin McHale fired.
It's incredible.
Accomplished.
Yeah.
And then now J.B. Bickerstaff is there, and they're still, you know, they're up and down with him, too. So that's a bad mix, and I don't know how they're going to be able to fix that. But they brought in another point guard, and he can't really fit in. So Oklahoma City, you know, okay, yeah, they're good, but they're not that good yet.
I'm with you.
So, yeah, if a team has the Warriors on their mind, I understand, because they're looking at the Warriors and going, can we play like that? And right now, nobody else can. Mm.
We don't have the luxury of having you on a regular basis. Indiana on the road on Tuesday, 2 days off. Boston, Milwaukee back-to-back on the road. Then they have 3 days off before playing Phoenix at home, a day off. Milwaukee at home, 4 days off. Utah at home, a day off. Cleveland at home. I'm looking at Indiana and Cleveland. Monty, are we going to be looking at some historic stuff coming up here? They seem like if they want to win the game, they're going to, and they seem like they want to win every game.
Yeah, I think, when the road trip started, I put that the back-to-back this weekend, Toronto and Brooklyn, as a tough one. And, you know, both games, again, yeah, they pulled away from Brooklyn in the end, but going into the fourth quarter, you know, it was looking pretty tight there to the last 2 minutes of the third quarter. Indiana is a different animal because they were playing so well. They come on the road out west here, and they kind of get a little comeuppance. You know, they just took a couple of losses in a different conference here, but they go back home, and they play the Warriors on Tuesday, and Paul George has been balling out. So I don't know. I think this is a game where they miss Harrison Barnes, and I don't know if Draymond can match up with Paul George. We may get that chance to see that because George is playing a lot of four this year, mostly four, but after Steph, I mean, Paul George may be the second most impressive player in the league this year. So if they can handle him, they win that game. If Paul George is able to take control and handle and play as well as Steph does, Indiana has a shot because they got a couple other guns there too. C.J. Miles is playing well. They are, but George is a guy that I think strikes fear in the hearts of many people, and he should because he's playing so well. Cleveland, we don't know if we're going to see Kyrie or not. He wants to be back by that game. And there's a chance he could be. Kevin Love is up and down. LeBron, they rested him the other night in Miami, of all places. So, yeah, he will play on Christmas Day for sure. But he's at that stage of his career where there's going to be nights when you got to say, LeBron, take a seat because you need your bones to rest. That's where he is right now.
Monty Poole, Warriors insider for CSN Bay Area. Follow him on Twitter. You'd be a fool not to. At Monty Poole, CSN. Michael Wagaman, you, me, and Guru have got to grab a drink sometimes, you know, here soon after a game or whatnot, Monty. Always appreciate your time joining us, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday night.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Zach. All right, Guru. Catch y'all later, man.
There you go. Monty Poole, man. I love having him on. You know what? Colt has made up for whatever mistakes he's made, and he's made a ton.
You mean this, too. This Colt weekend. Needs to record
no,
this.
I didn't think he was going to get Monty Poole. Yeah. I didn't.
Monty,
All right.
Yeah.
If you want to join in, you may do so, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795, but make it quick.
Steelers won.
Because Daryl the Guru Johnson will get angry when you cut into his word time. The word, the wacky world of sports, Marshawn Lynch. You think our boy Jacob's going to get it good?
Yeah, he's ready.
He's got a good version, yeah. You think? You
he's got his Niners shirt
his
on.
His Niners shirt on? Yep. The Gold Rush? Yeah. Coming up next, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
Never miss a minute of Greg Papa and Sean Lund. Just tap on demand in the 95.7 The Game smartphone app. Available free right now for iPhone and Android. You're listening to The Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
It definitely is not any fun unless the homies can get some.
Not me. I don't like the homies to get none.
All right, well,
I'm not that tight. You know what I mean?
That's what Snoop and the Dog Pound
kind of private.
And Nate Dogg taught me, but you can be different if you want.
I'm just nasty.
Welcome back, Bay Area 95.7 The Game. He is Daryl the Guru Johnson. I am Zachariah. We'll be back on your airwaves Saturday, 5 to 9.
You'll be on tomorrow with your boy.
Sunday, 6 to 9. Set your alarms accordingly. I will be back tomorrow, with 7 Townsend. To 11.
Radio.
With Chris Townsend. We got to get to the word here very quickly. And we've
just
got
let
some,
it run.
What? Yeah. The song? You want to... Are you bumping Keek the Sneak?
No.
Okay. You're still this working on still working on Marshawn, right?
No, G-Eazy.
G-Eazy, Marshawn, E-40.
Marshawn is hurt. He's resting.
What about E-40?
No. He didn't want to come on.
Right. Yeah. He didn't want to come on? You were
he
told
didn't
that?
Respond back.
Right.
Give us some good stuff.
Yeah, I got something on the text line here. Hang on.
Oh, that's a nice beat.
For the future, 510, from the 510, for the future, all capitals, Gabbert was the first overall pick who went to a bad coach, Del Rio. All the talent in the world, and he's still young. 510, not the first overall pick, the 10th overall pick. Did you mean first round draft pick?
But I see where they're going
Let's
with
get
what
to
he's
the
saying.
Word. I'm done with this. Let's get to the word.
What's up, Afton? You know why I'm here.
Hell yeah.
Shout out Oakland, here. California.
I watch
Shout
the cat.
Out Oakland, California. Damn.
What's up? Business up, man? Be in the building.
Where's my I'll watch the cat? Give me I'll watch the cat. I refuse to proceed
I'll
to
watch
like.
The cat. I'll watch the cat.
Come on, let's get to like 10. I'll let's get to 10.
All right. Nick Young, your boy, Swaggy P.
Okay.
Proposed to Iggy Azalea.
Well, they're starting to look like the, are starting to come apart.
The white girls?
Yeah, just yucky.
The Marlins brothers?
Yeah, the Wayne and
Wayne's
brothers.
Yeah,
white chicks.
Marlin is one of the Wayne's brothers.
Yeah, white chicks.
White chicks. Yeah. He proposed to her. He's engaged. He got ejected for shoving the Pistons' Anthony Tolliver after attempting a dunk. Your thoughts?
It was pretty embarrassing. It was a bad look. You know,
he's
just
mad,
say
though. They stink. I'd be mad too. I would
you
be the guy.
You think he's really mad at Kobe?
I'd get ejected every game if my team.
And he
was
should
that
be
bad.
Starting when Kobe's not there. Nick Young will be a starter.
Bills fan guru
Buffalo
may have had the greatest tailgate of all time.
Tell me why.
Let's just say that he was caught on camera. How should I phrase this?
Relations
getting busy in the parking lot.
Like Digital Underground. Hey, okay.
Your thoughts.
Shock G. It's cold in Buffalo. You wanted to get warm?
Wow.
Do what you do.
All right.
It's not porn. Was he naked?
Jay Cutler. Maybe an excuse for his bad performance against the Niners today?
He looks... Go ahead.
His brother-in-law has been missing for days.
What do you mean missing?
A 2014 Honda Civic registered to Michael Calaveri, brother of Kristen Calaveri. Abandoned in Grand County, Utah on November 27th, according to a statement
That's
from the
a
county
while
sheriff's
ago.
Office. And it's been confirmed that is the brother of Kristen Calaveri, reality television star, wife of Jay Cutler. Authorities said the driver of the abandoned vehicle was identified as Michael Calaveri from credit card receipts that led to a convenience store in Montecito, Utah, where they saw him in footage of the store's security system. Grand County is about 100 miles north of Montecito and 225 miles north of Salt Lake City, Utah. Cops have not said if foul play is suspected, but he has been missing for days. Your thoughts?
You know what, Zach? I was not aware of this. I'm not going to play at all.
That's
all
right.
That is deep, and maybe that is on his mind, but it has to be on his mind. But that's strange, and for him to even go out there and play... I'm not going to say that. I'm not taking anything away from his,
I think it's fair to question whether or not.
My God, that's your brother-in-law?
I think it's fair to question whether or not it had an effect on his performance.
Give him credit for going out there to play.
French Montana, who used to date Khloe Kardashian, took to Twitter to.
And also, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Who?
Sanaa Lathan.
Never heard of her.
Yeah, I'll show you on Instagram.
Took to Twitter to let his followers know that he supports what Ayesha Curry, Steph Curry's wife, said about being sexy only for your man.
Oh, I don't.
In the same tweet, he disagrees with what Ayesha said when he is in locations such as Miami, where women are usually provocatively dressed.
Yeah.
The tweet from French Montana. I love what Ayesha Curry had to say, but we just got to Miami. I ain't trying to hear ain't nothing about being covered up, LOL. Your thoughts?
It's true, and I echo those sentiments.
Really? So you'd be okay with your wife dressing provocatively?
she wouldn't be my wife if she dressed provocative.
Okay, so you disagree with French?
No, well, I'm just saying when I go places and I'm
you
not
with my
wife.
You agree
with
Aisha.
I want to see some skin. And I want to see some,
you're
you know, the triple
stand.
D's.
DeAndre Hopkins, yeah. Sammy Watkins, trade jerseys after game, fair or foul?
It's respect. I get it. Yeah, they know each other from college.
Here's Jameis Winston. Don't leave your crab legs around me. True player for real.
Low. That's low.
What do you mean?
He's grown up. He's in
all
the
right.
pros.
Here he is on Mike Evans TD.
This is the story that everybody needs to talk about. Like going to the huddle after that long drive, guys in the tire. I said, who wants a touchdown? I smile. I said, who wants a touchdown? Mike said, me, me, me.
I love it.
That simple.
Me, me, me. That would have been you, or that would have been me.
Would have been
me.
For
me,
sure.
Me, me.
Would have been you also.
Him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would have been both of us.
Hey, Jameis is evolving into a leader.
Let's go to a kid in New Jersey getting a autographed jersey from Steph Curry and losing his mind.
Good job. The modern day Michael Jordan. He should be excited.
No doubt. No doubt. And to update our fearless producer, who I am now giving a ton of credit
to. Yeah, that Monty Poole.
He got Monty
Poole.
You know what else he did?
What did he do?
He reached out to G-Eazy's manager the other day for us. So if they're on another show, I'll be PO'd.
But that won't happen.
We could be getting G-Eazy, but it won't be because of you. Because you're 0 for 3.
I came up with the idea.
Oh, so the idea is good enough? All right, join us next week.
Yeah.
5 to 9 on Saturday.
Yeah.
6 to 9 on Sunday.
Yep.
I'll be back on tomorrow, 7 to 11. Follow us on Twitter. He's at Triple D Guru. DDDGURU. I'm at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7, The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.